Turns out in McLean County, you can put a price on the cost for smooth running and secure elections. It's $1.4 million. At least that's the amount of money McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael is asking for in her proposed 2020 budget to pay for upgraded equipment and additional polling places on the Illinois State University campus. WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with Michael about details in a budget Michael presented last week to McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez. Michael says the message from county leaders is that's too much.
We're all working on our 2020 budgets, all elected officials and other department heads, and we have a deadline, and we've been working on it for weeks and weeks because we have other divisions within the county clerk's office, of course, vital records and recording and tax extension and elections. But elections is the largest portion of our budget. It's a lot of money we're talking about to keep up with new equipment that we're going to need, and we're going to try to revise some of the numbers down because they're doing their job. They're informing us that, you know, that's a lot more money in the election budget. As an example, I think we were at $1.4 million for just elections in 2020. And in the very costly and busy 2016 budget cycle, we were right at $1 million. So we're about $400,000 over what we had asked for in 2016. So we're going to revise them, but with all the recommendations we're getting from the voters and teams we've been working on for the past few months, unfortunately, the costs are going to start soaring for elections.
$400,000 more. People are going to freak out when they hear that kind of number. What is that for?
Well, to begin with, we have to start replacing equipment. So for the new iPads that we are requesting, that's $300,000 right there. So that, and we are fortunate that we don't have to add our touch screens and OpScan screens to this budget, but that's going to have to start coming in 2021 and 2022 because our election vendor GBS has done an outstanding job, and we have been able to use this equipment, which some is 10 years old now, without hardly any problems or complaints at all. But we have to start getting ready for that too. Our laptops that our judges use right now to check in voters, which have been great, will be obsolete next year. So we don't want to buy more laptops in anticipation of this very busy 2020 cycle. That's equipment that's going to be obsolete. So this is the time that we have to build in these new iPads, which are really going to streamline the election process into the budget. We've had experienced judges come in and test them. The IT department has given the approval on them and will recommend them, and they meet all the cybersecurity standards and such. So, yeah, that's a big portion as we start adding new election equipment to our budget. And this is something that's going around the state and the country with the new equipment demands.
How many iPads are we talking about?
With the software and everything, they're $1,000 a piece, roughly. So if we need, 100 or... we're going to need a lot more if we get our other requests in anticipation of the huge turnout. So it's kind of a guesstimate, a guessing game as to, I wish everyone could be psychic and tell us what the turnout's going to be in 2020, remembering that it was 75% turnout in 2016, but we got the funding we needed at that time. So, yeah, it's just each year, it's how much you're going to need of this, what's the turnout. I think everybody knows what people are talking about for the 2020 election cycle. They are talking about an unprecedented turnout. So are we going to see an 80% turnout, a 90% turnout, or a 75% turnout? It's anybody's guess, but we want to be ready.
McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael, thanks so much for joining us. I'm Colleen Reynolds.
McLean County government's fiscal year begins at the start of the new year with final budget approval by the full county board in December. For many election cycles, there has been one polling place at Illinois State University at the Bone Student Center. ISU has asked for four polling places in 2020. As it stands now, there might be two. Plans are still in development, but the clerk might add Waterson Towers as a polling place.